All right. Hello, everyone. This is Kati Gostosby, and I want to welcome you to the Kati G podcast. Particularly, this is my series on who and what's a healer. And the mission of all my podcasts, whether it's this one or the Women Lawyers Making a Difference, is for us to realize that we really are great. We can be even greater. And most importantly, then how can we bring this greatness to the world through our brand? Why I do this podcast? I do it for two reasons. One, because I really care about humanity at a very deep level. And I want us to all really see that we are great and that can resonate into a happy brand and a happy life and a happy career. And the second reason is I'm just like you. You know, I'm not perfect. I struggle with my own feelings and being less than and all the other stuff that makes us not a shiny brand, just like everyone else. And some days are great and some days are better. And I find this podcast content really supports the listeners in learning and focusing on what's important in their life. And we all need support these days, especially. So this time, my guest on the podcast is Lauren Patterson, and she is an author. And Lauren and I met, well, first of all, welcome, Lauren.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You and I met, it was through Hay House, correct?
Yes, at the virtual workshop challenge, the two-day weekend.
That's right. We're both in the workshop, we're in the Hay House Writers community, and we met. Everything is virtual these days, right? And hopefully when somebody's listening to this and, oh gosh, let's hope in a year, they're like, why? Why was everything virtual? And then they'll have a memory of COVID. I'm really hoping that's how it worked out, but I don't know. Anyway, we were at the virtual Hay House Writers Work Summit or workshop, and we were exchanging conversations over the chat while the workshop was going on. And I thought you were a very interesting person, so I invited you to be on the podcast. So tell us, Lauren, tell us your story.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, I'm glad we connected. I believe that everything happens for a reason.
And absolutely.
We connected for a reason. And I'm really happy to be here. But my story is I had talked about writing a book for over a decade. And I realized in April of last year why I never wrote that book, because I wasn't ready to share my story yet. My journey of transformation wasn't quite done yet. And so in April of last year, I joined a virtual writing workshop. And this was with doctors and nurses. And just for fun, I worked in the healthcare industry. And I was like, oh, let's just try this out. I just want to do something fun, get my mind off the pandemic. So I joined this workshop and I started doing the writing prompts. And I was just overcome with so much emotion, crying. I didn't know what was going on. And I just opened up. Something was telling me, now's the time to write your book. And I just opened up my computer and just started typing. I didn't have a plan. I didn't have an outline. I didn't know what I was going to write about. I just knew I was going to write about my life. Then I jumped into a 7-day Hay House writing challenge, which really opened my eyes to what kind of book I'm going to write, what genre, what audience I want to reach, what is inspiring me to write the book. And I really narrowed it down to overcoming some of life's greatest challenges. And my ultimate goal was to inspire someone. So I really kind of took my life from the age of 16 to the age of 45, and I packed it into a book. And I basically talk about overcoming severe suicidal depression. I had 3 marriages that didn't work. I transformed my life at the age of 42, when I woke up, and I call it my third marriage was my rock bottom relationship. And I ultimately didn't know what self-love was. So I was attracting people in my life of the way I felt about myself. And I always needed a man to validate me. So whoever I met, it didn't matter what kind of man he was, if he was available, if he was unavailable. I was the person who wanted love so bad, so desperately, I was seeking it in others instead of within myself. And so I learned at the age of 42 to to love myself. I started dating myself. I started taking care of myself. And I really like did things that I loved. And I just opened my heart up to a lot of love that I wanted to allow in my life. And that's when I met my fourth husband, and we met in October of 2017. And we've been happily married since then. But I really had to discover self-love. And that was something I wasn't taught as a child.
Wow. So let's stop and unpack that. That's a lot there.
Yeah.
But it's really the truth. You know, I have been talking about self-care and self-love for so long because, you know, in my branding world, you cannot be a healthy, effective brand that other people want to be around, that they want to buy, that they want to hire you, promote you, date you, unless you are willing to go there and take that hard look at yourself and say, where am I falling short and not taking care of myself and not loving myself? It's really true. I was literally just talking to a client before this, and most of my clients are all professionals, lawyers, financial advisors, C-suite level executives, entrepreneurs, much like you. And the question was, well, you know, getting up and working out every morning is a form of self-love. Not because I'm fat and I need to, you know, that's a really good example, right? But because if I've taken care of myself first thing in the morning, then anything else that happens during the day is okay because I have shown myself self-love. And if I choose to eat that extra cookie, that's also self-love because I made the choice, right?
Yes.
So I think what you're saying is amazing. I think for my audience, what I really want you guys to hear is transformation happens at any time in your life. You know, Grandma Moses was not a figment of people's realities. She's not fiction. She's fact. She started painting at the age of what was it, Lauren? Do you know? 80 something
yeah,
ridiculously
yeah.
out of proportion to what we think, right?
Yes.
So transformation and a wake up call at 42 isn't that hard to believe. But these days with people sitting around with COVID and working a number on us, it's really important for people to hear your message. The other part of your message, which I think is so inspiring, is overcoming severe suicidal depression. Thank you for being willing to not just share your story on this podcast, but put it in a book. And the reason I say this is I am joining to be a board member for the first U.S. board member of an organization called Shamine Foundation. It's based out of the U.K. And it focuses on mental health for professionals. Well, for anyone, but my focus here in the U.S. is going to be starting with professionals because in the UK, mental health was debated in parliament, believe it or not, right? There were changes made as a result. Here in the US, it's still something so taboo. I mean, as a former securities lawyer at the American Bar Association, suicide is high. Dental suicide is high. My husband's a dentist. We talk about that. But people think, you know, mental health is something that something's wrong with us, that we're broken. And it's really not true, right? It's just like everything else. Just because if I'm overweight, you can see it on me, but you can't tell my mental status if I'm walking around, doesn't mean it's not, what's the language I'm looking for? Worthy of attention, or it's taboo. It's just a phase of us shifting and growing. And as Louise says, right, Louise Hay, where you and I both know that there's a reason for your depression, and it doesn't always have to be clinical. It could just be that you're not loving yourself enough. And I'm guessing that's how you came to all this, right?
That's exactly, you hit it just right on the head, because I had my first suicidal thoughts at the age of 16. And I didn't know where that was coming from. But as I got into my adulthood, you know, I realized what it was. But, you know, I almost took my life in my 30s. And I remember a therapist. I sought therapy because I always thought therapy was for crazy people, until I realized after I saw, I don't know how many, I can't even tell you, probably 10 or more. And, you know, I just really needed someone to listen to me. And I would cry and cry and cry. And I didn't know what was going on with me. They would help me. But one therapist told me, if you take your life, you will break your children. And I didn't want broken children. I said, I was a broken child and I don't want to repeat the cycle. And that's when I discovered nature and Buddhism, and I just started loving myself and practicing positive affirmations. And my whole life just transformed, and I don't have any more suicidal thoughts.
Wow. So look, there are so many clinical people, let's call them that, therapists, psychologists, MDs, mm-hmm. that would say, well, that's just a bunch of, pardon my language, crap, right? Like, mm-hmm. how is that possible? She's just making up shit. And the pharma industry is certainly going to be ignoring yeah. you, because yes. that's just not selling drugs, right? And how right. are they going to live? You know, fine, you know, I will suspend judgment, because, you know, my word for the year, Lauren, and everyone else, is discernment, which is, you know, seeing something non-judgmentally and mm-hmm. just, you know, taking action based on that belief. So whatever that amounts to. But the point is that you are here as a testament to the fact that this is possible.
Yes.
And it is something that if we want it good enough, that we can. And you made a really beautiful point. You know, I send so many of my clients to therapy, or I offer them, not because they're broken. Nobody mm-hmm. comes to my door with anything wrong with them. They just want to have an inspired brand and go from good to great, or build a business brand that allows people to access them so they can serve more people. You know, right. and a therapist keeps you healthy, right? Mm-hmm. And health is so important. You get a nutritionist and a workout buddy. Why wouldn't you go make sure your mental health stays well, right? It is not for crazy people, like you said. It's for right. people that want to avoid sliding down that road, that don't want to be mentally ill.
Right.
And so that's why I keep plugging the Shaw Mind Foundation, but you know, the two founders, one of whom is my mentor, these are really powerful people in the world, but they're willing to say, you know, we had this issue and we overcame it. Right. And I yeah. think that's what the purpose of your book is. And I think that's what's so powerful about it.
Yeah. And you know, it's a choice. So I made a choice. I could have sat in my sadness for the rest of my life, but I made a choice that I wasn't going to give up. Number one, I wasn't going to give up on myself, and I wasn't going to give up on love. And I'm so glad I didn't give up on love, because I thought I was going to be single for the rest of my life with four kids, single mom, who's going to want me, right? I have a lot of baggage, is what people used to tell me. And, you know, it's like, they're not baggage. Like, I can find a man that loves me unconditionally, as well as my children. And that's my husband. And I truly, truly know what it's like to feel unconditional love from a man. Like, I feel that. I cry tears of joy because I know what it's like now. But, you know, I couldn't have found that without loving myself first. I had to love myself first. That had to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. And would it be fair if we wrap that around the biggest lesson you want us all to learn?
Yeah, that is the biggest lesson.
Amen. So what is the title of your book?
It's called Freeing Your Heart for Love.
Beautiful, beautiful. We'll talk more about it towards the end. So let's move on to part two, Lauren. This is the part where we switch hats, and my guests are kind enough to come with one thing that's keeping them up at night, or one coaching issue, and I will coach you through it. The audience will learn, you'll get wisdom out of it, and everyone will be happy and better off for it. So what's been taking up your thinking time? What's the issue you're dealing with?
Oh my gosh, you are the perfect person I need to talk to. So I started building my social media following, because that's what Hay House recommends, right? If you want to, you want people to read your book, right?
Right.
And, you know, I get likes on my posts, but I have this thing in my head where it's like, if I only get 11, if I only get 5, people don't want to see my story. You know, I get discouraged, and I need to find a way that, to go back to my purpose, if I could inspire one person, I've done my job. But I get caught up in this social media, you know, chaos. And I'm like, well, why did that person get 4,000 likes and I only got 10?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a really good point. So that's the question. How do you remove the limiting belief that's constraining your world?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So it's a really good question, because it's everyone's dilemma. Social media is coming at us so fast and furious, and we have lost the ability to see the forest from the trees. And this is what I apply myself. So see if it works for you. I have the same feelings. I'm not any different, right? Because I'm human and I get wrapped up in the crap, pardon my language. Mm-hmm. On this show, we curse if it's relevant, because if it makes things better and drives the point home. So it really is crap, right?
Yeah.
Because everyone, and you've heard this before, we've heard it many times, everyone is trying to put on their best game face for social media instead mm-hmm. of living their real life. But mm-hmm. see, you wrote this book and you're living your best life.
Yes.
And it's a topic that people are going to kind of look out of the corner of their eye at and be like, oh, do I want to look at that or not? Right. And so they may not even want to acknowledge it, much less like it.
Yeah.
And I say that because I was testing this myself. So my mother passed away January 2nd. So for, I don't know when the audience will be listening to this, but as of right now, it's about a month and 2 days ago. And so I have been through a long journey dealing with, you know, death, and I don't even believe in it. It's really a transition cycle going from physical to non-physical. And, you know, we've said our goodbyes because she was ill for many years. So I have a whole different experience with death. And it's been really profound for me. And I'm 100% fine. You know, everybody grieves in different ways, but it's not debilitating. I am fine. I'm happy for her, mm-hmm. Truly. And I want to put all this into a nice blog post. Does it really have to do with branding? Well, I think everything has to do with branding because it's your life. However, I kind of tested the waters and I posted something out there about death, and I had like crickets, like no one said anything.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, okay, I am betting you there were plenty of people out there that read it and scanned it. Mm-hmm. But what do they say? How do they acknowledge it? Yippee, good for you, or yippee, good for us. It's a topic on our plate. There are some things that are scary for people, mm-hmm. but they're necessary for people. Mm-hmm. So here's what I know. That's why you're on this podcast. You and I are healers. Everyone is a healer at some level because we all have our part and our purpose in this world and bring our greatness to the world by helping others. And, you know, I stopped practicing securities law, Lauren. I was very successful, but I was very miserable, if you know my story. Mm-hmm. And I won't go into my story because most of my audience does know it. But I started doing this branding work because it was my purpose and it was my calling. And it changes lives. It has a transformative effect on my audience. And, you know, it grew slowly, very slowly. And so all I think about even to this day is I don't look at it as a business. Don't look at it as a book and likes. Look at it as, are you able to heal one person at a time?
Okay.
And you know this, but keep going back to this line.
Yes.
Are you able to have one word that you say that may really support just one person?
Right.
And change the way they choose to see things. A change in perspective is the miracle we're looking for. So always go back to that. And it doesn't matter how many people like or follow it. That's just the energetic momentum behind it. If you believe it, they will believe it. And I know you believe it, but ego gets in the way and wraps us all up.
Yes.
So just focus on that one person. And if you want more examples of that, I've got many.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
What were you going to say?
Yeah, that's beautiful. I actually, yes. So when I started this 28-day self-love challenge for February, and I've been posting every day on my social media what I do to practice self-love every day, checking in on people. I do lives every Wednesday. And I was able to bring on a poet. She's 22 years old, and she's from London. And I was able to bring her on, and she shared for the first time what she does to practice self-love. And she was so thankful for me. And she said, I inspire her. And those are the people that, you know, I need to remember that that's one person, right? And she's right. 22. And when I was 22, I didn't have a support system. So, you know, here this 22-year-old girl just saying, wow, I really love everything you say. I can't wait to read your book. You know, I went through a traumatic childhood as well. And, you know, I want to write a book one day. And so it's kind of, you know, those comments, I really have to keep that in the back of my head, like you said, and just be like, okay, I inspired her.
You healed her. It really is. That's why I do this podcast, right? I want us all to know that we are capable of healing the world. Healing is not just about doctors and crazy people that call themselves healers. Mm-hmm. Healing is all of us. We have the capacity to bring healing and peace to others through our own sharing our own life experiences. you know, when I get wrapped up in, oh, this business isn't growing the way it's supposed to, blah, blah, that's when I lose sight of my real purpose as a healer. Yes. It's not a business. Of course it is, right? I mean, the logistics of, you know, being a S Corp or C Corp and 1099s and W-9s, whatever. Of course it's a business, right? But is it, right? It's really a purpose and a mission, and keep it focused on one person at a time. And you'll find this true more and more, Lauren, as you do this work. Right. You know, I'm a professional public speaker. So I kid you not, I have people that come up to me, well, before COVID, but now the email. I heard you speak 8 years ago and you said this one word and it really made me pause. And from that, I did this and that changed my life. And I'm like, wow. Of course, I don't remember them, right? They were in an audience of, I don't know, something between 50 and 1,000 people, right? Yeah. But the fact that they're still there and that I was blessed enough to have that impact, right? That that source worked through me that way to allow that person to find their way. And so what else is there in the world? What else are we looking to do? So social media is just a bent on life. And that's all it needs to be. And when you get sucked in, it's the number one rule of branding, as I teach all my clients, self-awareness. Yeah. It's okay. Just pull yourself back out of it. Stay guard of your thoughts, of your mentality. You know, our focus is only as good as what's on our mind, I say. And watch your focus and know that the only person you need to change is one person. You know, especially when we're writing books, you and I know we're all both authors, that books have to sell. So Hay House will be measuring this. I get it. But is that the real indicator? Yes, when we're in this world of running a business. But if you change one person's life, then you've done your job. You know, about 4 or 5 years ago, I was chair of the American Bar Association Law Practice Division, and I decided to do an entire American Bar Association-wide lawyers retreat. I called it the ABA Lawyers Retreat. And it was really a place for lawyers to come to get business development, but really the stuff you and I are talking about now. But only 100 people showed up. And I was really kind of sad about that. Granted, it was the first time and it was a new concept, but I was like, man, you know, we could have helped so much more people, blah, blah, and all this work and effort. Well, it turned out one of the lawyers in the audience stood up and during one of the segments, and she said she'd been having suicidal thoughts for a long time. And the person who was up on stage turned out was a therapist at that moment. And he worked her through that and kind of walked her off the cliff. And I remember thinking to myself, oh my God, like, you don't need more than 100 people. You needed this one person in the audience to make that change, right?
Yes, yes.
And so I hope that was helpful.
Oh, that was beautiful. I love everything you said. It makes me, you know, it's just, you know, I'm getting out there now. I'm sharing my message more. And, you know, I just, like I said, I get wrapped up. But, you know, I've been meditating. I've been connecting with my angels. I'm vibrating on a higher spiritual awareness and consciousness. So I know that I will be successful in whatever I do, but I need to keep that core purpose of why I started this to begin with. And that's to inspire at least one person, is what I've always said.
Beautiful. Well said. So if we want to find out what you have to say about what self-love is and how to get that for ourselves, the book is called again, tell me.
Freeing Your Heart for Love.
Freeing Your Heart for Love, and by Lauren Patterson. And when will it become available?
It's on pre-order now. My website is freeingyourheartforlove.com.
Freeingyourheartforlove.com, everyone. And we'll put it in the show notes.
Yes. And it's going to launch on April 26th, my husband's birthday. So excited. I'm really excited. I'm in layout now. So it's going to be printed in March. It's almost ready.
Fantastic. Good for you. Well, I am so happy to have you here, and I'm so happy that you got the result that you wanted and that you're living your life purpose and you're brave enough to share it with the world. And I hope everyone got what they needed to take away from this podcast. We're all healers. We're all capable. And you are brave enough. Anyone who's listening who doubts it, who thinks there's something special about me or Lauren, there's not. And you're exactly where you're meant to be, and you will find your path and find your way exactly in the right time, and it will shine through as your brand. Just be patient and be kind to yourself, and that's a form of self-love. And unless Lauren's got anything else to say, I want to thank you for being my guest. And until next time, Kati G out.